This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Sean Payne was asked if he thought Cortland Sutton would show up for the first mandatory practice next week, and he said he thought Sutton would be there, and then he added, quote, "I just know his work ethic. I know the player. He and I have talked. I think it's going to work itself out. I think he'll be here, but I don't know that for sure."
Yeah, but, and he's been... Well, it's been a question that's been asked over and over, I mean, about Cortland Sutton. And he has been very consistent with the message. It's been very positive. I know the guy. I know his work ethic, Bob, all of these things, which is great. But he also did say, yeah, I think you'll be here. It's mandatory. I mean, there was some messaging yesterday, I thought.
If they have talked... That's a good thing.
Sure.
If Sean Payton, let's be honest, is making the final and ultimate decision, or at least has enough sway with the Penners, which I think he does, to say, let's pay this guy, but let's not break the bank. I know what he's looking for. Sean is the one who's going to get it done.
I would think that's right. Yeah. I would think so. And, he has been effusive about his receiving room as well. But I think that if you take this group and add Cortland Sutton to it, the answer to the question is it a better receiving group? Is, of course it is. So, I mean, I think that they'll do what they need to do to make it happen. And I don't think it's going to be much. I don't think... It doesn't sound to me like Cortland is...
looking to break the bank.
Yep, right. I think he understands the limitations involved here.
He just wants some more guaranteed money.
Exactly.
And what NFL player doesn't want that?
Exactly. Right.
Now, if we're being completely fair about it, you could make the case that, unless you trade him, and that's a whole different conversation.
That is different.
You know, are you really going to let Cortland Sutton walk with a $9.6 million dead cap hit? Next year, it's more manageable at 3.8.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's... You'd like to have him this year.
On the surface, And again, it's only on the surface. Let's look at the wide receiver room. Tim Patrick is back. Marvin Mims, he's going to be far more involved in the offense. Josh Reynolds, nice offseason pickup.
Yep.
You drafted Troy Franklin. You drafted Devon Vele. And I'll be honest with you, I think Devon Vele,
he might be the best looking one out of that room right now.
And that's what I was going to say. Of the two rookies, my money would be on Vele having the better season this season.
As long term, certainly.
I don't know. But with that, now that's the pretty carpeting in theory that we are looking at. Nice mix of veterans, right? With Tim Patrick and Reynolds, you have an emerging guy in Mims and a couple of rookies. On the surface, that looks good. It's a nice carpet. Now let's pull the carpet up and see what's underneath it. Underneath it is Tim Patrick, who hasn't played in 2 years. Understandably, he is, at least the way it looks, he's lost a step.
Yeah, I would say that that's reasonable. Maybe he picks it up in training camp. Don't know.
Troy Franklin, for as good as he was in college, is getting yelled at a lot in practice.
Every day. Every day that I have been there, he has. But that, I think, is not. I think that he is looked upon as a guy that they need to get to speed, and they are hammering him a little bit.
But,
because he does have. He's got some skill.
He does.
He does.
But as Sean Payton would say, you have your A learners,
mm-hmm.
your B learners,
right.
and your C learners. Sean Payton, from what I understand, had to deal with a C learner, but the guy had great talent. And that's Michael Thomas.
Yeah. Well, sometimes great talent takes care of the learning factor.
It does.
Yeah.
However, for a rookie, it's a steeper curve.
No question.
Okay. So how effective is Troy Franklin going to be this year? I don't know.
Remains to be seen.
What's Tim Patrick going to look like? Right now, great guy. Everybody loves him. Great guy in the locker room. So now that you take Tim Patrick and you throw in Troy Franklin, now your room is, if you're assuming neither guy is going to be totally effective this year, now you have Mims, Reynolds, Vele, little Jordan Humphrey, Brandon Johnson. Now the room doesn't look as good.
No.
So maybe you might want to pay Courtland Sutton a little bit more money because you have a rookie quarterback, a big target in the red zone specifically with Courtland Sutton and a veteran.
And right now you don't have any answer. Lucas Kroll trending, but you really don't have a definitive answer at tight end at this point.
I mean, one of the biggest reasons why Minnesota re-signed Justin Jefferson was JJ needs JJ.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have a rookie quarterback, make sure he has some weapons.
Absolutely. Don't make it harder on him doing the hardest thing that he'll ever do in his career. Acclimate from college to the NFL game. Make sure that he has, and he does, I think, in the running back room, he's got weapons.
I mean, can you make the case, and Courtland Sutton isn't that old. He'll be, 29 this year on October 10th?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know that because it's my mother's birthday. Yeah.
Okay.
With that, can't you make the case? Maybe he earned a raise. He was fourth in the league in 10 receiving touchdowns with a quarterback who was better than he was the previous year in Russell Wilson. But Courtland Sutton won this team games.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like they were picture perfect passes by Russell Wilson. He was responsible for at least two, maybe three wins. Buffalo.
Certainly Buffalo. No question. I mean, he's got to make that play for them to win that game.
Right.
But, and yeah, I mean, 10 touchdowns is 10 touchdowns. That puts you in a good sphere for wide receivers. We talked about Brandon Ayuk had 7.
Yep.
Now, where Courtland Sutton, his yards, his receptions, that's all WR2 kind of stuff. Touchdowns, WR1.
Mm-hmm.
You love that.
Yep.
But yes, to your point, and it's a good one. The more that you can have, if you're going to go with a rookie quarterback, and I think that the Broncos will go with a rookie quarterback, I think they'll go with him from the very start. But if not, it will be within the first few weeks. It's not going to be long. You got to have as many weapons around him as possible. Broncos have questions in the receiving room. They have guys, but there's still more questions than answers and dependability. They've got big questions still at the tight end position. You and I were joking yesterday, where's 80? Well, he was over on the hill running up it.
Let me ask you a question, because you've been out there more than me, and I'm not knocking him at all, and I like him as a wide receiver. What pass catchers have stood out to you?
Vele.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think Reynolds has, there have been moments where I've noticed him.
Moments.
Moments, yeah, moments.
But Mims has had more moments.
Mims has had more moments.
So yeah. In order, or at least top two, feel free to flip it around, Vele and Mims. Top
yes.
two?
Yes, I would, yes, yes.
Okay, so with that, and then you have Reynolds, who is learning a new offense.
Mm-hmm.
So is Vele.
But you can see it with Reynolds. Reynolds is a guy that's been there and done it and had success.
Yep.
He knows what he's doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it's a shallow room.
And I don't think Cortland Sutton's holding out.
No, I don't either.
If he doesn't show up next week, he will be there eventually.
Yes. Yeah. He'll get fined $100,000 or whatever the numbers are. I think it's like 97, right. Something like that, whatever it is.
I am sure.
They'll waive it and all will be fine.
I am sure conversations have been had already about a new contract.
Yes.
I can't imagine Sean and George and Greg have said, nope, show up or whatever.
Right.
Because, and if you think about it, Sean needs Bo Nix to develop.
Right.
So, do the Broncos hold the leverage? They do. But the intangible is Sean really needs Bo to improve, and Cortland's going to help him get there.
I would agree with that. No question about it. And that receiving room is far better. It is much better. Is better? Much? Far? It's better with Cortland Sutton.
Coming up after the break, let's look at the three quarterbacks the Broncos have. A room that Sean Payton says that he likes. I'm sure he would like it more if he had a Drew Brees.
Sure.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Sure.
With that, who's been the best quarterback during these OTAs? Who would you start today? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? The wrong guy, the wrong.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you want authentic... Thank you for putting that on, Bruce.
Easy pot calling the kettle black.
Well, I did that on
easy.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right.
It's going to be more.
I'm glad that we had to stop everything to have a little chat.
It's going
to
be more helpful if the mic is turned towards your mouth. Mm-hmm. You are a veteran of the radio business.
Well, sometimes.
Can you be more careful?
Sometimes the challenge is getting. To stay there.
Right. Okay, now move it. Come on, Bruce.
God.
Is it set?
You are such a goober.
Seriously, is it set?
Okay. Well, it is for where I am right now. I may move in the next two minutes. I might move my position.
Just move it one more time so you can get it in front of your face.
Okay. I'm fine.
Good job.
Move ahead.
Okay.
This is groundbreaking radio.
By the way, if you want authentic Cajun cuisine, only one place to go, Nola Jane.
Duh.
In Lodo. Love that place. Always got to start with the sausage gumbo with dirty rice. They have.
But you like the po' boys there too, right?
Well, they're great. I mean, the debris is a classic, and I always send them to eat half, and then I wind up eating the whole thing. Well, they have a gator sausage po' boy, which is outstanding as well. Their crawfish etouffee, really, really good. And, you know, listen, with New Orleans food, it's known for hurricanes, right? You go get a hurricane down on Bourbon Street. Yeah, it's going to get you wasted pretty quick, but how are you going to pass out with all that sugar?
And how are you going to feel in the morning? Sugar. Bad.
Right. It's not going to be good. So go to Nola Jane, mm-mm, which is a lot less expensive trip than flying all the way down to New Orleans, and you get real fresh juice. So it's a better hurricane period. They also have a great rooftop bar.
Wow.
Amazing to be standing up there looking over Market Street. And if you're going to go to a Rockies game, start there.
Yeah.
And then by the time the, you know, fifth inning is over when the Rockies are getting blown out, head right back to Nola Jane and do your post party there.
Four straight now. Damn it. I mean, they get to a decent place and you start thinking, oh, imagine the possibilities. And then boom, boom. And hell, they almost got no hit last night.
Nola Jane, find them in Lodo. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
As you mentioned in the last hour, you have your own scoring system. I don't know if it's proprietary, but you have your own scoring system when it comes to the quarterback position. The general consensus, I think, amongst media members has been that Stidham has been more consistent. With that, what say you, Mr. Proprietary Scoring System on the quarterbacks?
I would say that I'm not going to say anything's clouded because everyone is entitled to their own opinion based on what they're seeing.
And I would agree with that, but I'm going to take it a different direction.
Sure.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion.
Absolutely.
As long as they agree with mine.
I don't really couldn't care less if anyone agrees with me at all. I have my own way of viewing things. Here is what I would give the nod right now to Bo Nix, and here is why. He has been as consistent. He has not produced the two explosive plays that Jarrett Stidham has produced.
Mm-hmm.
So that is for sure. He was better in the red zone yesterday than Jarrett Stidham. And this is a rookie in a new system. That counts for something. For me, Jarrett Stidham was ahead, should have been ahead by a fair shout when all of this started. So if they are, in essence, equal, Nix is ahead.
Well, I'll use a baseball analogy. If Stidham is the shortstop and the first baseman,
okay,
and Nix is the hitter, the tie goes to the runner.
Okay, I'll go with that.
So if they are pretty much equal, and let's say Stidham at the Kentucky Derby wins by a nose, I'm taking the second place horse.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because you want him out there more.
Right.
Now, Zach Wilson
right.
has been behind the other two. For sure.
And I think he's losing ground.
And
but that's just me.
Okay, now, you and I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. Now that you've had a pretty good sample size, not a great, they'll have 10 practices for OTAs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
With that, of the three that you have seen, I have seen one of them, heading into training camp, my friend, you said to me, it's not going to be a big deal if Zach Wilson spends a day with the ones. Now, and I said it is a huge deal because I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be the starting quarterback. As a matter of fact, I think he will be number three on this roster. How are you going to feel if within the first 3 days of training camp, you see Zach Wilson running with the ones?
Not going to bother me.
Going to bother me a lot.
And that's fair. And we will agree to disagree on that. And because I understand your point of view, and I think there's merit. I totally understand it. I think that
you got to microwave Nix.
Yes, you do.
Not to the necessary expense of Stidham because it's a close race. But you and I both agree it should be Nix.
Nix is going to win this race.
I agree. So what in the world, why would you give any first team reps to a guy
for the very
who
reason,
has no chance?
For the very reason that they brought him in because
they know what they know by now.
Probably.
Yes, they do.
Probably.
And I'm going to take this a step further. Peyton was asked about how Zach Wilson handled the installation of the offense, and he said, well, they're about three strains of the language in our league. You have the West Coast strain, old digit system, and then you have kind of what, you know, the Patriots run,
right?
Jarrett has come from one of those strains.
That's
the Patriot system, right?
Yep.
And I'd say there's a pretty significant iPhone to Android adjustment there. Whereas in Zach's case, there's a little bit more similarities relative to how things are called. So you have Wilson, who has started more games in the NFL than Nix and Stidham combined. He has more experience, yet he's not looking that good.
Yeah. The more I watch Zach Wilson, and granted, I'm not watching him every day. I will be next week. I see him as they took a flyer on someone trying to catch lightning in a bottle.
Okay. Are you ready to
But I'm not sure that they're ready to jettison it yet.
Oh, no. Not, you mean,
not yet.
You mean jettison him out of town?
Yeah, I mean, I
don't think they're ready
I
to dump him.
I think that they're still willing to pursue that a little bit into the beginning of training camp.
So, to sacrifice Bo Nix getting the opportunity to play with the ones, which we both expect him to be doing. So you want to stick Nix with the threes on a full day of training camp? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not going to be playing with those guys. Wilson, if Wilson's starting, who are you picking with the top three picks? And you still might be doing that with Nix anyway.
At some point, it will be different, faster than it was a year ago with Russ and Stidham and even Ben DiNucci. It will happen sooner, but it won't happen immediately. I don't think from day one, Bo Nix is going to be getting all of the reps with the ones.
What would you do if you were the head coach, if you were Sean Payton?
Would
you run? Well, you got your own proprietary system here.
Well, yeah, so, but, so I mean, that I've seen three times. I mean, you know, they've had nine practices.
I cannot imagine it has truly looked that much different.
Probably not.
With that, if you were the head coach of the Broncos, knowing what you know now, and let's say next week we see something very similar. If you were the coach of the Broncos, you were Sean Payton, would you play Zach Wilson with the ones at any time in training camp, barring injuries, or how would you split up the reps with the first team?
I would probably, over the first few days, split them fairly evenly, and then I would probably start feathering them out.
Okay, so you would have...
Whatever the number is, three practices, four, or five, whatever it is, the first week, and then you move forward.
So you would... If you were the coach, I didn't say what you think Sean's going to do.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean,
if you were the coach,
if I was the coach,
you would play Zach Wilson with the ones.
Well, I mean, if I am reading the room the right way,
I'm asking you your opinion, not the Broncos.
I wouldn't have traded.
This is Sports Talk Radio.
I wouldn't have traded for Zach Wilson. So this is a non-starter. I wouldn't have traded for Zach Wilson.
Okay, but you have him. So let's talk about what we know. With what we have on the roster.
Yes.
You, Bruce
Under
Hurdle,
the circumstances, based on what they think that they have with them or what they thought they were getting with them, since I have him now,
yep.
there's got to be some form of reason why he's there.
There he goes, knocking the mic over. He's pissed now, boys.
It's not
and girls.
Just me saying... I mean, you got to have some basis of why he's there. He's there because Sean Payton is intrigued enough with this guy that was graded very highly a few years back when they were running the draft out of New Orleans, right?
Right.
That's why he's here. And there's a part of Sean Payton's confidence that thinks he can make anyone better. Which I probably think he could.
I don't think he can with him. They're two totally different guys.
They are different guys.
Wrong guy for Sean Payton. So I'm going to ask the question again. Don't use the word they. Use the word me. What would you do?
I would give them... I don't think this is an important answer.
I think it is.
I think that I would probably give them, based on where we are now and what I have seen through OTAs...
Right.
I would say probably the first week they're all going to split. And then after that, I would say Bo Nix will start to. That's what I would do.
You would.
There you go. That's what I would do. You value first unit snaps in early practice sessions more than I do. I think it's more important when they get into, I mean, they haven't even donned pads at that point. When you get into pads and things of that, then I want my guy getting most of the reps.
If you need to microwave someone, put him in the best chance possible. Don't run him with the threes. Sorry. Don't run him. If you want Bo Nix to be your starter, let him play with the guys that he's going to be throwing to. Coming up after the break, Christian.
And you might want to get Cortland Sutton into camp.
That's a whole different conversation.
It sure is.
And a conversation we've already talked about.
Do you think he'll be in camp next week?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think he'll show up too. I agree.
Yeah. Or can I hedge my bet?
Well, of course you can. This is talk radio. You can do anything.
Okay.
We're pliable.
So I'm going to use the same words that Sean Payton used. I think he'll be here, but I don't know that for sure. Kind of like saying,
yeah.
I would bet on this game, but I feel more confident betting on the game when it's over. Christian McCaffrey has a new deal. Best running back in football. Who would you rather have? Christian McCaffrey or the best wide receiver in football?
Mm.
Like maybe Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill. That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word. Not the final word. Let's do a What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Okay, I know the horse is dead. I know the flies are all the way around, but I'm going to kick it a few more times.
Oh, all right.
To try and put this in another perspective. Is it fair to say that a quarterback and a wide receiver need to understand each other, rhythm, timing, where the guy likes the ball? That's a very important quality that a quarterback needs to have with a pass catcher.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. If that's the case, if Bo Nix throws...
You can't let it go.
I can't.
You just... Okay.
As I said, the horse
like
is
Like I said, you've got 2 minutes. I won't say a word. Go.
No. I'm asking you a question. Mm-hmm. I don't want Bo Nix throwing one pass, not one pass, barring injury, one pass in training camp to tight end, with all due respect to him, Dylan Leonard. That's a waste of time. Because you want him to have the rhythm and timing with Krull and Dulcich. That's who you want him working with. Period. That's what training camp is for the wide receivers, tight ends, running backs with their quarterback. You want to know where they want the ball. You want to know how they run routes. And if you are spending any time learning about where somebody else wants the ball, and they're probably not going to make the team, you have just literally wasted a rep that day.
Okay.
No? Have you?
I disagree. I think rhythm of passing attacks, I mean, your fundamental logic is irrefutable. You want your guys to build chemistry with each other. That goes without saying. But I don't think that you lose anything by throwing to other guys for a certain amount of period. Rhythm of the offense, where guys are supposed to be. Yes, Cortland Sutton runs a different route than Vele, for instance. But it's essentially the same route tree is being run. So, I mean,
some guys run it a half yard short. Some guys run it a half yard long.
Not when you're Peyton Manning. It better be the same damn thing every time.
That's right.
Right?
And I think you just made my point for me. So you need Knicks to say, no, you run it 8 yards, not 7.5.
And maybe not that 8.5 yards. Right. You're absolutely
and
right.
And, oh, by the way, I only want Bo Nix on the field when Cortland Sutton's on the field, if indeed he shows up, which I believe that he will. You believe that he will.
Mm-hmm.
They have missed all of OTAs together. Yep. If Nix is on the field, I want Cortland to be on the field. I don't want him to be on the field if Cortland's not on the field unless he needs a water break. I don't want him wasting his time, with all due respect, throwing to Michael Bandy, who, oh, by the way, I like him.
Yeah, almost made a hell of a catch yesterday on the long ball from Bo Nix.
Michael Bandy looks like Wes Welker out there. Ironically, wears the same number.
Very much so.
5'10", 190 pounds.
Pesky.
Yep.
Hardworking.
All due respect to Michael Bandy. And I used to love me some Jalen Virgil. Bo Nix should not be throwing passes to Jalen Virgil, because I don't know if Jalen Virgil makes the team. Throw it to Mims. Throw it to Sutton. See what they like. What kind of ball do they like to catch? What's their route tree? How do they run their routes? That's who you should be working with.
It's kind of interesting that Jalen Virgil's back for a third year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, okay, well, what are you doing with this guy?
I liked that guy a couple years ago.
He had a tremendous camp 2 years ago.
Yep.
He really did.
Yeah. David Sills probably not making the team. I don't want Bo Nix throwing him a pass.
Okay.
Do you? No.
It doesn't bother me as much as it does you. I've made my point. You are hammering yours home.
Yes, because the horse is dead. The flies are already there.
Right.
The vultures are nosediving on that carcass. I get it, but I'm still enjoying this because I don't. And you and I agree on many, many things. I just don't understand where you're coming from. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss Angel Reese's ejection from last night's Chicago Sky-New York Liberty game. And what did Kyrie Irving say about his time spent in Boston as a Celtic? That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I?
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
Are you ready?
Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, guys. Just in case you missed it, we got some news coming across the wire in the last hour. The NBA is nearing an 11-year, $76 billion media revenue deal with ESPN, NBC, and Amazon, per the Wall Street Journal. The ESPN deal is $2.6 billion per year, NBC is $2.5 billion per year, and Amazon $1.8 billion per year. This means that TNT is out after next season. Wow, this is quite the amount of money here. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, TNT losing those four guys as a unit is his biggest story to me, is the $76 billion that the NBA got. But I digress. Good for the NBA. Good for the departed David Stern and now Adam Silver in his stead, for continuing to grow this game on an international, global level to get to this sort of value. It's fantastic. And there were a lot of people, a lot of naysayers about the business model for the NBA who are licking their wounds this morning, because that's remarkable.
This is great news for the Nuggets.
I agree.
Because maybe that salary cap goes up even higher, where the second apron doesn't even become a factor.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would. By the way, speaking of the NBA, I don't know if you guys have Netflix. I can't remember the exact name of the documentary. It's a 30 for 30. I stumbled upon it. It was about Vlade Divac, Drazen Petrovic, Tony Kukoc.
Once brothers?
Yeah.
It's chilling. It is such a well-done documentary.
All right, good.
And it's a must-watch. You know, you had Kukoc and Petrovic and Vlade all playing for Team Yugoslavia, and mm-hmm. they were really good. And then you had the war that broke out, and that literally ended the friendship between Vlade and his teammates from Croatia.
Yeah, of course.
Because he was Serbian.
Right.
And it is so worth watching.
Okay, good. That's a good, I'll take that to heart.
I watched it last night.
Good.
And then didn't Drazen Petrovic die not too long after in the car accident?
Yes. Right. And he was really coming of age as a player.
Oh my God.
With the Nets, because he was buried in, I don't even know why the Timberwolves, but not the Timberwolves, I don't even know why the Trailblazers drafted him, because they had Terry Porter and Clyde Drexler. I mean, and Petrovic was buried on the bench.
That was odd. You're right.
Made no sense.
Just because he was on the verge of stardom.
He was.
Stardom.
He was the best three-point shooter in the league.
Yes. Very sad.
All right, just in case you missed it, as Kyrie Irving prepares for the NBA Finals, he reflected on his brief time with the Celtics and expressed regret about some of the previous reactions with the passionate fan base that has been hostile towards him. Irving said, "When we played them in the playoffs and everyone saw me flip off the birds and kind of lose my stuff a little bit, that wasn't a great reflection of who I am and how I like to compete on a high level." Talk about how much Irving has grown since his time in Boston as a person and a player.
I think he's grown. I don't know what the magic of Dallas has been, but it's done wonders for him to give him a different perspective and appreciation for what he's meant to the game. I think what the game means to him. Those are all very meaningful things. We've always known that he's an incredibly smart kind of guy, different kind of thinker. Kyrie Irving is remarkably likable now, whereas for a good portion of his career, Eric, I don't know what you think, I thought he was pretty unlikable.
He was.
But not so much anymore.
I mean, you have everything that happened during COVID.
Totally.
Selfish, thinking he was the best player on the team with LeBron James. He's matured.
Totally.
And good on him. Now
no
he's
question.
A guy, as you said, that you cheer for. I think there was a time people did not cheer for Kobe Bryant. But then he became a guy that you cheered for.
Right.
All right, just in case you missed it, Angel Reese was ejected from last night's Chicago Sky New York Liberty game for waving off a referee and was given two technical fouls. Although it may have been kind of a harsh decision to throw her out, could this have been some karma coming her way for celebrating Kennedy Carter's cheap shot on Caitlin Clark or her comments we played on the show yesterday?
Could have been. It could have been. I saw the play. I thought it was an overreaction from the official. You know, but yeah, I mean, what goes around comes around.
Do you
I guess.
Think the WNBA said to the referees, keep an eye on these people? Keep an eye on these women.
I don't know. I mean, timing is conspicuous. So perhaps. Don't know.
3 days in a row, we've talked about the WNBA. That's a new Mile High Sports record, at least on shows I've done.
I'm good with the WNBA. You know, it's not like I don't know if I would search it out. Maybe with a particular matchup, I might. Excuse me, I think it's a much more viable entertainment value now.
I am more than fine with four major professional sports teams. I always say major because many, many years ago, I did not include the Colorado Rapids and they got very upset with me. So I say major sports teams. Rapids, terrific franchise, yada, yada, yada.
It's MLS.
How big of a story, how much would we be covering the WNBA if Denver had a franchise and Caitlin Clark was here?
Oh, it would be lead material on television broadcast if you're using that as a gauge. I mean, that's kind of my world.
How much would news step into your world and say, we got this one?
No, they would give it to me and say, we're taking you for news. Our people are smarter than that.
Okay.
So it's like, because that's where they use me anyway. I'm a sports person who does news.
So basically what you're saying is you're like a utility player. You're really not good at starting anywhere, but
right.
They can use you in different places. Because you're not good enough in one spot. Let's thin out the pancake
could
batter.
Could not agree more. That's
pancakes
exactly what they're
the pancakes
thinking.
Don't taste very good when you thin them out, but
nope.
At least we can get more pancakes out of Bruce.
I'm runny.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Gordon, Alex, great job as always. Same with you, Brucey Pooh. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day again.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.